Can you describe, for example, the Marburg virus, what we know about it, what it is, and what it does?
Well, it's a relatively new virus. It's a rather rare virus. There's only been a few outbreaks in history. It was only discovered, really not that very long ago. Marburg, I believe, was first identified in 1967.
Okay.
And this is a hemorrhagic virus, hemorrhagic fever, like Ebola. And until recently, there's only been a few outbreaks, and it's been relatively small numbers. I think the largest number up to this point was about 130 people who contracted the disease. And already, it's now pushing, I think, 235 is the last number that I've seen.
Are you talking about in this current outbreak?
In this current outbreak, right. So
all
this
right.
is the largest of them all. But, you know, people do know about Ebola, I think, because it's gotten so much attention, because Ebola is such a killer disease, Ebola being 90% fatal. Well, Marburg seems to be doing a better job than Ebola now, and that's kind of strange because in the past, Marburg outbreaks were about 30% fatal. And so this new...
Exactly. Exactly. Excuse me, let me interrupt. Geraldine in New York says, "Hey, Art, please ask Dr. Klatz why the mortality rate of the current Marburg outbreak is so high. As of 4:15, the mortality rate is 92%. Every site I've seen has lower mortality rates, including the CDC site, which says 23 to 25%. But sure enough, we're hearing this particular, is the right word, strain?
I think that's the right term, yeah.
All right, this particular strain is killing somewhere between 92 and 100% of the people who get it. My God.
Yeah, it's not pretty, it's not good news. And, you know, one has to wonder how this virus, you know, how this virus has changed so rapidly, or is there something even more nefarious at work?
It's not a good way to die, is it?
No, it kills you, well... there's really no good news about it, but I suppose if you had to put it in terms of not the worst news, is it kills you quick. You know, the disease does lead to a rapid onset and a rapid rate of killing, and people will die within a few days to a week. And the good news of that is that viruses that are that lethal tend not to spread as readily.
Usually because they burn themselves out. They kill their victims before their victims can spread.
Yes. Now, the problem with the Marburg virus is that this particular virus is spread by contact with body fluids, but the body fluids can be not just sweat or saliva or urine, but can also be droplets from a cough or a sneeze.
Oh, my God.
That's how it becomes airborne, and that is not a good thing.
So would you then officially classify this as airborne? Is that what this means?
It's not to me to classify these things. I'm not really, I'm not in that particular specialty of infectious disease, but, you know, from all intents and purposes, if you can spread this by droplet infection, which is a sneeze will do it, it'll kill you as quick as, somebody, giving you a deep kiss.
Well, look, I know that, scientists and doctors don't like to concern people, but isn't this just semantics? I mean, if you can do it with a sneeze, that's the same way you spread, I don't know, the flu.
The flu or tuberculosis or any black plague.
So these stories we've been getting of the doctors and the nurses who have been using the normal precautionary, taking the normal precautions around Marburg victims,
mm-hmm.
they've been getting sick.
Well, there have been a number of them who have died, I believe. 12 healthcare workers is what I've read.
Right.
To give you more accurate numbers, as of from the World Health Organization on April 14th, they report that 224 cases, that's actually a correction from a previous report of 235 cases and 207 deaths. But that's still very, very troubling numbers.
That's horrible. And that doesn't mean that those who are left will not die. It doesn't obviously break down the conditions. Maybe they
No, and there's a long recovery to this as well. I mean, it affects, it really does, wreaks havoc with the internal organs of the body, the pancreas, the liver. So, you know, this is not something that's going to be so wonderful to recover from either. So just because it didn't kill you doesn't mean that you're scot-free. So
if you're lucky enough to be among the 1 or 2 or 5% that doesn't die, and that's your odds are horrible. I mean, it's so if it does kill you, laying it right out on the table, what happens to your body? What does it do?
Well, it's these are hemorrhagic fevers. These viruses get into the bloodstream, and they cause a consumption of the coagulating factors in the blood, the platelets, the things that keep you from bleeding to death. And in fact, you do bleed to death. The organs start to bleed within themselves, and people will actually bleed through the the eyes, the rectum, through their skin. I mean, it's not a pretty sight.
God, so you're saying. That's what it does, is take away the clotting factor in your blood? Is that the extent of it?
Well, that's just part of it. It also attacks other organs as well. But the reason why it's called a hemorrhagic fever is because you essentially bleed to death from the inside out.
So number one, it stops your ability to stop bleeding, and number two, it causes you to start bleeding.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not a good scenario. And this bug has to be contained. I mean, and
how rapid is the onset?
It can be an incubation time of 10 days, or it can be sooner.
That's like the flu.
Very much like the flu.
Does anybody yet, doctor, know what the vector is? In other words, this Ebola and now Marburg, this more dangerous Marburg, seem to. I don't know, it's like they come out of some secret hiding place, and it hits, and then they have what we have going on in Africa right now, and then it burns itself out and goes away, and then months or even a year later, boom, it comes back. Like, where is it hiding?
Well, they know that it can be carried or it can be transmitted through green monkeys. Now, green monkeys are kind of interesting because green monkeys are one of the favorite research animals used by virologists and other infectious disease researchers in Africa. But they don't know what other vectors are involved.